This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As cases of COVID-19 rise in Colorado, employers face tough questions about what to do if one of their workers tests positive. Tamron Trujillo of the Employers Council says people find out the truth when a colleague isn't at work, so employers should just be honest and reassuring.
Make sure that you have all the facts as an employer before you go to employees with any information about an employee who's under quarantine. Make sure that you have all the facts about why the employee is under quarantine. Is the employee experiencing symptoms or were they in touch with somebody who was?
A quarantine for COVID-19 can last up to 2 weeks. The RTD board last night gave initial approval to a plan to cut service on more than a dozen bus lines and 2 rail lines. The transit agency is short more than 150 drivers, so remaining drivers have to work overtime to keep buses and trains moving. Board member Doug Tisdale says the cuts will let more drivers rest.
I will cautiously and scrupulously monitor the results, with a view to restoring the service as soon as practicable.
There's another vote later this month. The cuts would take effect in May. Emergency dispatchers who suffer PTSD on the job could be eligible for workers' compensation under a bill in the state legislature. The measure says just hearing a deadly event can be traumatic enough to require time away from work. The measure passed a House committee Tuesday. Colorado made first responders eligible for PTSD workers' comp 3 years ago.